Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mark Melusis, Brian Monzo with you, and it's the Moose and Mons Radio.
And Kenny's in Disney.
I know. He's in down in Disney.
He's always somewhere these days.
Yeah, I know. He's that. But he'll rejoin us along the Triple Crown Trail. It's our weekly Thoroughbred Racing Podcast as we get you set for the Run for the Roses in early May at Churchill Downs for Saturday in May. And this week, Mons, our attention focuses in on the fairgrounds, race 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Now, what is a great card down there in Louisiana?
You know what's encouraging? We saw this last year with Oaklawn, where they did split divisions for stakes races, these three-year-old stakes races. You're seeing it now with the fairgrounds with the Risen Star. And I like the fact that we're getting a lot of three-year-olds, so many that we got to split these fields up. And I think it's good for racing. We don't know how many of these horses are actually quality, but it's good for the game that we have an abundance now of horses that we think can get to the Kentucky Derby. Or, on the other hand, we just have so many mediocre horses, we're going to see who can win these races. So
well, that's it.
But either way, it's good for the game, and I'm glad they're doing it. And this card, I spent a lot of time on it. If the weather holds up, and I think it's going to, but you never know, I feel as though we're going to get some price horses, and you can go play those price horses at Naira Bets and the NairaBets.com app. And we'll show you how to get some free money in a little bit. But Moose, it's a good day. And you know, while you and I are sitting here in the cold weather, Kenny is on Space Mountain, probably a couple drinks in, enjoying himself.
Well, hopefully. That's exactly right. And I love Disney. And good for Kenny. I mean, good for Kenny. He needs a little bit of vacation, especially after the NHRC out there in Vegas, right?
Yes, and he was in Gulfstream a couple weeks ago. I mean, it's good to be Kenny Peck these days. That's all
no
I got.
No doubt about it. All right, let's start race 9. At the fairgrounds, and that's really where we're going to go. We're going to go race 9, 10, 11, 12, and 13. And Mons mentioned the split division of the Risen Star, which will be contested a mile and eighth at the fairgrounds, but two good fields and a grade 2 event. But we start with race 9 on Saturday at the fairgrounds, which is a post time of 5:01. So late in the day, you get your honey to-do list and then focus in on a little fairgrounds action.
Get the kids to bed? Or?
Well, at 5 o'clock, Mons. That's a little early.
There's racing on. Let's go.
It's mile and 16th. It's the Mineshaft, which is in Mineshaft was a great horse. Grade 3, purse 200,000 in this one, Mons. And we've got a full field here of 11. They're going to go postward on Saturday. Where'd you land? A
lot of familiar names here, Moose. Silverdust. Horse you know, Hofburg.
Hofburg.
And, you know, typically.
Classic Melusis bunny money burner.
In the past, I probably would have come out here and given you every reason why I'm going to bet Silverdust in this race. But at 5-2, even though it's pretty good value for a horse like Silverdust, who's been consistent at the fairgrounds, has elevated his game as he's gotten older, now six years of age. I went outside and I looked at a horse that I thought was improving. I looked at a horse that I liked coming off the return, a horse that was on the Kentucky Derby trail last year. And that's the 10, Cutting Humor, who, if you look at going back to his Sunland Derby, really good. If you go back to some of the optional claiming races and the maiden races, very solid at Gulfstream. The distance doesn't seem to be a problem. The Kentucky Derby, you know, we know what happened with the Kentucky Derby with the contact and the disqualifications. And whenever a horse loses in the Kentucky Derby and is 11th by 9 lengths, I throw it out because the race is, so, you know, when they turn down for the stretch, it's a disaster at times. So I take that performance and I say, hey, look, he ran okay. He was 24-1. And he lost by 9 lengths to a horse like Maximum Security. So I'm going to throw that out. Comes back off the layoff, ready for his 4-year-old year for Todd Pletcher. In an allowance race, obviously a prep race, and finishes third in an okay race. Loses to a horse like Endorse, who's a really good horse. And I see the buyer speed figure comes back and runs a 91 in a race where it was kind of fast and he was close to the pace. And I think he might have been a little compromised by that. I like the fact that Todd goes to Javier Castellano. I talk about this all the time. When a horse is running well and he ran well in his return, takes off the blinker. So there's an equipment change. They think he's close. I'm seeing 8-1 on an improving horse who's looking to have a good 4-year-old year. Cutting Humor, I think, with a deep stretch, I think will really be solid. And there's a lot of pace in here. Pirate's Punch has some pace. Silver Dust has some pace. Winning Number has some pace. There's a lot of speed horses. I like Cutting Humor. 8-1 on the morning line coming off the pace. Javier Castellano, Todd Pletcher, top bet. Best bet. I don't have a bell in here.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Giving you a best bet right out of the gate.
Best bet in the mind shaft for Monzo.
I hope you don't do it, but go.
What's that?
I hope you don't take Hoffberg.
No, I'm not taking. No, we actually landed. No, it came close. But we actually landed on the same horse in the 10 Cutting Humor at 8-1 on the morning line. I mean, everything that you mentioned, I feel the same way. I love his last work to get him ready. I like the fact he comes off the bench and fires a 91 buyer speed figure.
I'm a little worried now that
you got the blinkers coming off. I think you could take a step forward as well. Castellano aboard. I like the 10 a lot, Cutting Humor.
I'm a little afraid that 8-1 might be a little bit of a pipe dream.
Yeah, you might get 6-1, 5-1. But even if it's 5-1, because I think Hoffberg, because of the connections, Rosario and Billy Mott will take a little bit of money. I think Silver Dust certainly.
Are you going to put $2 on Hoffberg
just in case? Yeah, just in case he wins. But 4-1 on the morning line, I just don't.
That's the thing. He was 10-1, I might take him. But yeah. I can't bet a horse that ran once last year coming off a disastrous finish in 2018 at 4-1 in a stakes race. I can't do it.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. And, you know, I'm looking maybe for a couple of prices. I will throw Hoffberg underneath for me, the 6. I will use Silver Dust as well, the 4 underneath. And I think another one to run in the money would be the one most Mojito Rojo. Is that the way you pronounce it? I believe at 8-1 on the morning line. So those would be my top 4 picks. But Monzo and I are on the same horse, and I really do like the Pletcher trainee to take the mind shaft.
Look at that winning streak that Mojito Rojo had late in 2018. You know, into 2019.
Yeah,
it's like 5 wins in a row. Couple seconds, good horse. No, I'm going to use Silver Dust underneath. To me, is a specialist that I talk. One of the angles I always talk about is a specialist at tracks, and it doesn't apply to every track. But to me, Fairgrounds is one of those tracks that if you're a specialist at this track, you're going to consistently do well. 3-7 at the Fairgrounds, 6-7 on the board at Fairgrounds. An improving horse as he gets older. Going to use Silver Dust underneath, and I'm going to use Blended Citizen, the 7, who has run well at the Fairgrounds, is running in stakes races. Gets flow the jog. Brad Cox to me is the turning into maybe the Chad Brown of dirt runners as he's developing into one of the top trainers. So Blended Citizen for me is my third pick. I will throw Hoffberg in there just because I think Rosario on a closer makes a lot of sense on that stretch. But to me, Cutting Humor is going to be running a big race here. I like him a lot. The horse I was a little confused about was Captivating Moon. I don't think he's going to run in this race because he's slated to run later in the day, but if he's in here, that's going to mix things up a little bit. But Cutting Humor, top pick for me in this race. In the
All right,
shift.
Let's move on to race 10, which is the Fairgrounds, a grade 3, mile and an eighth on the turf. You have a full field in this one, a 14 going postward, Mons. Who do you like in this one?
So this was another one of those races where I looked up and down, and I didn't see anybody that was awesome. And I've been saying for a while that I'm waiting for the conclusion or the end of Synchrony's run, and it started to happen late last year, and I'm going to not hope because I don't want any horse to fail, but I'm going to continue to believe that trend is going there. So I didn't see a ton of speed in this race. There's a couple of horses that like a lead but don't need the lead. So with that being said, I landed on the 1, Wound Tight, who gets the rail, is very good at the distance, 2-for-2 at a mile and an eighth, can run just on the pace, can run just off the pace. And his game, if you look back to his November 19th race, horse was on the lead, basically battled the entire race and loses by a neck in a speed duel. Goes back to his October 19th race at Santa Anita, a mile on the turf, just a claiming race. But again, is right there the entire time and loses by a nose. His last two on the lead, wins by a combined 4 lengths. And one being a mile and eighth in a stakes race at Santa Anita. So I think Kent DeSormo is going to put this horse on the lead and try and go gate to wire. And I think this horse has the ability out of coil, to maybe, get out there and go, 23, 24, and 48 and maybe hold on. I actually think the rail helps because Synchrony is a horse that doesn't need the lead. So I think he's going to have the ability to kind of speed out there. I'm going to use the 4, factor this underneath, a horse for Brad Cox. who I think can come off whatever pace there might be and finish in the money. And I'm going to use the six classic convoy, and it's going to be just a case of not having horses ready and a horse that likes big stretches, and I think he might get up there for the money, and has lost the horses again. One of the other things I like, has lost to a horse like High Happy, has lost to a horse like Focus Group, Red Knight, Breaking the Rules. So, you know, has run against horses of this quality. So Classic Convoy to me at 6-1 is your third place finisher. Wound Tight, Factor This, Classic Convoy.
Yeah, I put the four Factor This on top at 8-1 on the morning line for Brad Cox with Bridge Mohan aboard. It's run at the fairgrounds before, ran third, 1-for-2 at the distance. Like the fact the last two races were at the fairgrounds, one on a sloppy track, one on that turf course. I think the mile and eighth hits him right between the eyes. I put the four Factor This on top. Then I'm using the five Don't Blame Rocket, 9-2 on the morning line. Norm Cassie, Julian Le Perru. I like the comebacker at the fairgrounds. Was able to come from a little bit off the pace. Love the speed figure as well at running a 98. Maybe a little fearful of a regression for a second time out off of the layoff. I don't know if he necessarily takes a step forward, but I think he runs pretty close to that number. So I'm going to use the five underneath the four, and then I'm using the six Classic Covey for Bill Mott.
Hi.
And Julian Alvarado. Thank you. First start off of the layoff. You look at it, two times ran at the distance, did run second on one occasion. So I went 4, 5, 6 in that exact order. In race 10 at the fairgrounds on Saturday.
Celebrate President's Day weekend with a double feature of America's Day at Racing on Fox Sports 2. Fox Sports 2 promos. How about that? Tune in to America's Day at the Races on Fox Sports 2 Saturday, February 15th at 6 p.m. for a special edition. And on Monday, February 17th at 4 p.m. Eastern, catch the same event showcasing the biggest races across the country from Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Santa Anita, the Fairgrounds, and Oaklawn. Saturday's show features both divisions of the Risen Star, which we're obviously handicapping, and the Rachel Alexander, which we'll get into next. For more information, go to NairaBets.com. And, you know, make sure you go to NairaBets, NairaBets.com in the app, NairaBets app. Promo code Monzo20, M-O-N-Z-O-2-0, for a free $200 first deposit match. So throw in your $200, put it all on every one of Moose's horses. If you lose, you get your money back. If you win, you're rich. Just
nice.
Like Moose.
Oh, yeah, rich. Yeah, that's... Stop. Race 11, mile of the 16th. At the fairgrounds on Saturday, Monzo. You mentioned it, the Rachel Alexandra. A grade 2, 300K in this one. You have seven fillies that are going postward. Finite, 2-1 on the morning line. You have a Breeders' Cup champion as well, making the return to the races in British Idiom.
Right, I think our only winner those 2 days.
Yeah, that's exactly right. 8-5, the morning line favorite. Where'd you land in this one, Mons?
Yeah, you know, I'm interested in seeing the return of British Idiom. I'm excited because I do like this filly, but I can't take her here at the price after such a layoff, especially when you have a horse like Finite in this race who has run well at this track where... What are my favorite connections in the game? And that's Steve Asmussen and Ricardo Santana. To me, they're money together. They're money in tracks like this and like Oaklawn. So, to me, Finite, who has run since the beginning of the year and ran in the stakes race back at Fairgrounds, was a heavy favorite, you know, but sat just off the pace and ran well. And then to me, the thing that's going to come out of this is not just do I think Finite's going to win, I think you're going to get a little price underneath because if you look at the two-horse, Ursula, out of Tappet, only finished second by a neck, and you're getting 8-1 on that horse. So to me, that's a clear, you know, indication that Ursula is a good horse for this track and has only run at Fairgrounds. Ran a Keeneland once, I apologize, but has run well just about every time if you disregard the sloppy track. So Ursula is going to be my second pick, and I'm going to use the three. Swiss Skydiver, a horse to me, out of Daredevil for Ken McPeak, who I think wants extra distance, has run 7 furlongs, has run a mile, and then ran 7 furlongs back in a race that set up for closers and ran very well in that race. So I think this race is going to set up well for a horse like Swiss Skydiver, who is going to appreciate the added distance. And, with British Idiom, look, obviously she's got a huge shot to win the race. She battled hard in the Breeders' Cup, ran a great race, gets Javier Castellano, all the makings of a returner back, but at such a short price to me, this might be the race to take a chance against her. So Finite, Ursula, and Swiss Skydiver It's my pick. And I'm going to give Swiss Skydiver a little bit of a chance to win. So my top pick will be Finite, but a little bit of a long shot. Swiss Skydiver, my 8-1 long shot pick.
Yeah, I went with the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly Champ in British Idiom. Don't like the price at 8-5 on the morning line. Certainly not going to take 6-5 or even money. And don't think she gets there with the respect that people have for Asmussen and Santana and the 7 at Finite at 2-1 on the morning line. So I think those odds are pretty true, and you might even get a tick up at 9-5 or 2-1. 2-for-2 at the distance. I know he's never run at Fairgrounds. We know Brad Cox is certainly a trainer that's not going to rush his fillies or any of his horses back. Fired well fresh, looked coming all right off of the slate, right out of the gate August 15th up at Saratoga, running 6 furlongs, made in special weight, 7-2 that day. Won that race going away by 3.5. So all she's tasted is victory. 3.5, 6.5, a neck victory in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. That's good enough for me. I'm putting the 6. I think it's going to be a very chalky Rachel Alexandra. I'm going to go with the 7 Finite underneath as well for Asmussen and for Ricardo Santana. Everything Monzo ran through in terms of Finite and certainly Asmussen had an unbelievable 2019. No doubt his go-rider is Santana, no question. I think Finite's going to be difficult to deal with. I think British Idiom might be just a little bit a little bit more talented. And Monzo took the words out of my mouth. I do like Ursula, the 2. So I went 6-7-2 as my top 3 choices. But I do think there's a little bit of a line after the 6-7. I think British Idiom on Saturday and the Rachel Alexandra is going to come back running.
Yeah, I mean, she's your most likely winner if she comes back running at 3/4 of what she was last year. But you assume she's going to run well and then get better. And I think we're looking at a really good filly going forward.
All right, let's move on to race 12. The first division of the Grade 2 Arisen Star for 3-year-olds as we're along the Derby trail here. The purse here is $400,000 in the first division of the Arisen Star Mons. We've got 11 going postward. Scabbard making the return at 12-1 on the morning line.
Gino's horse.
Yes, Mr. Monomoy at 6-1 on the morning line. Where do you land? Blackberry Wine, 5-1. Where do you land in the first division of the Arisen Star?
Yeah, to me, if I get 6-1 on Mr. Monomoy, I'm going to be ecstatic. I just don't see that happening, unfortunately. But to me, this race sets up very well for a horse like Mr. Monomoy, who reminds me of Monomoy Girl, who just can either sit on the lead or go to the lead, but control the race. And we saw that going back to the horse's maiden win. And then we saw that a little bit in the obstacle claimer coming back where, you know, she did duel in the slop when they went out to the mile and 70 yards, but, tried to come well off the pace, over 2 lengths for her. In the LeCompte last out, but I think this race sets up well for an improving horse, an improving colt out of Palace Malice. You know how Palace Malice can get the distance. You know how Palace Malice can sprint as well. So to me, Mr. Monomoy, my top pick at 6-1 for Brad Cox. I'm going to use the 11 Scabbard underneath, who, if you go back to the horse's first 3 races, ran really well before the very odd Breeders' Cup Juvenile where horses were falling out of the gate. Albeit you couldn't tell with the calls, but horses were falling out of the gate. Dennis's moment did not run very well, and it kind of, it set up for horses that ran right to the lead. And in the last out, the horse was forced to check a little late, so I certainly think that hurts Scabbard's chances. And I like the fact that you get Joel Rosario now on a closer at Fairgrounds, which I said over and over. I think that's going to make a big difference. And I'm going to use the 2, Silver Slate, as I scroll up here, who I like the running lines here. Wins the maiden debut by 9 lengths in an 11-horse race, comes back in the claiming race in the slop, and runs really well to get up for second, comes back in the comp, runs second to Enforceable, a horse who I really don't love, coming well off the pace in a race that's set up for closer. So my top pick is going to be Mr. Monomoy, followed by Scabbard and by Silver Slate.
Yeah, I went with the 2 Silver Slate, Silver State.
I was saying Slate. I wrote Slate. I'm an idiot.
No, that's all right. All good. Silver State. I didn't mean to be a douche there to correct you. I was just saying Silver State.
Everything else, right?
Yes. Asmussen Santana. I just like the consistency. Third start off of the layoff, 82, 82, 86 when you look at the buyer speed figures. Certainly got a pace to run into in the last one for Silver State. And did close very, very significantly. I think you're going to gain experience. Second time on the fairground track. 4th start overall. We talked about in the previous race how Santana is the go-to rider for Steve Asmussen, and that's where I landed. I landed on the two, Silver State. A couple other ones I threw in that I think are interesting. I'm going to throw in, aside from everyone Monzo mentioned, which I'm using one of his horses, is Digital, the one for Brett Calhoun, Brian Hernandez aboard, fired a 92 buyer speed figure. But you got to remember, I mean, you're going from 6 furlongs at the fairground, running on sloppy and muddy tracks. Then all of a sudden gets a dry track, mile and a 16th, and look at that buyer speed figure of a 92, and was well bet in that one. I think Digital's got a shot here to maybe surprise some people, and you're going to get 6-1 on the morning line. I'd love to get 7 or 8-1 on Digital, but I think that's an interesting angle here because look at what he did, and I'm not saying he didn't run well on sloppy and muddy tracks, but look how much faster he was on a fast track, as you would expect. Buyer speed figure certainly improved. I'm going to use the one Digital underneath as well. And I am going to use Monzo's top pick, and that's Mr. Monomoy underneath as well for everything that he had to say about Brad Cox and Florent Giroux. We'll see if it's, you know, if he is nearly what Monomoy Girl is, but I will be using Mr. Monomoy as well. So to me, my top three picks in this one, I went 2-1-9 as my top three picks in the first division of the Risen Star.
Disappointed in you, Moose.
Why?
How do you not take the 5?
Why do I take the 5? Moon's over my hammy.
I mean,
know.
That's got to be your horse.
Well, that's it. And plus, that's exactly right. Denny's, Moon's over my hammy, Bill Mott, and Junior Alvarado. I did laugh and chuckle when I did see the name. It's a great name, Moon over Miami.
That's your thing.
That is. That is a great breakfast. If you ever go to a Denny's, Moon's over my hammy is a tremendous breakfast. It's got ham. It's got cheese. 2 over-easy eggs. They've got the great home fries, so you cut into the egg, the yolk runs down, you're able to basically sop it up with the potatoes. It's delicious. That and a nice Diet Coke, and away you go.
And now we get horses named after the tremendous dish.
Yes. When was the last time you were at a Denny's? It's been years for me.
Dude, can't even tell you.
Perkins?
Not so long ago, because there's one near me.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah.
IHOP?
Yeah, I had a Christmas party this year.
Did you really?
Yeah.
At your IHOP?
We had it, yeah. We did the business that my wife runs. We held a Christmas party there for our clients.
Dude, that's great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
How were the pancakes?
It was tremendous.
Yeah, IHOP.
Pancake, we hired a Santa Claus, the whole thing.
Oh,
it was great.
Oh, my God, that's great. All right, we go on 7:12 Eastern time Saturday night. The Fairgrounds Race 13. The final race will be handicapping on this podcast. It's the second division, Mons of the Risen Star, also being contested at 1 1/8. Purse is 400,000. Full field of 12 going postward in the second division of the Risen Star, a grade 2 event. You got Mr. Monomoy in the first division, Mons. Where are you going, division 2?
Sticking with the M's here. I like the 11 Mailman Money a lot in this race.
Whoa, Mailman Money.
8-1 out of Golden Sense, who I understand is more of a miler out of Into Mischief. But to me, if you look at these races that this horse has run, he was close to a fast pace and obviously capitalized and debuted at 24-1. When you come, I always like when you're a long shot and you win in your debut and you come back in your second race, you get a lot of money on you just based off your debut and you deliver. Just goes to show that the original morning odds in your debut might have been a little off and you're more talented than people expect. And obviously that's the case with Mailman Money, who came back. I went off at a little over 2-1 in his optional claiming second race at Fairgrounds back in January, and was a 5-length winner over 8 horses. So to me, that's a telling point. And that race itself at a mile, just over a mile, they weren't exactly blazing up front. So he was going there at close to 25 and 49 and was able to get the job done by 5 lengths. So to me, that shows the horse has a lot of talent. The draw, I like at 11 because he can kind of navigate where he wants to go. Gabriel Saez, to me, is a, you know, upcoming jockey. Brett Calhoun is running at 26% right now at Fairgrounds, which is insane. So to me, a lot points to this horse. And the other thing was, I thought this race was wide open to begin with. You know, there's a very heavy favorite in a horse whose name I'm not going to try to pronounce. Anadore?
Yes, I believe that's correct.
Which makes
a new Dior.
Which this horse makes a ton of sense, but is coming from the West Coast. To me, horses coming from the West Coast to Louisiana, it's, you know, maybe something I might lay off at a, you know, close to even money favorite. Major Fed to me looks like a horse that has a shot. Liam's Lucky Charm ran a monster race in his last in a minor stakes race at Tampa to win by 5 lengths, but I want a little bit of a price here. And to me, Mailman Money has done nothing wrong in his 2 runs. And his 8-1 in the morning line, to me, makes a lot of sense here. I'm going to use the 10. Finnick the Fierce, who's ran really solid going back to Churchill in Indiana before not running well in the LeCompte, but again, had some issues, changes the equipment, gets the blinkers off. I like Dialed In as a sire. You get 10 to 1, so I think we're going to get some bombs here. And the horse I used third was the one, Modernist, who I think is going to be one of the pace presence. And to me, with this race lacking what I think is deep talent, you might get a horse that goes on to lead a little bit of a price and holds on for a price. So to me, Mailman Money 8 to 1, Finnick the Fierce at 10 to 1, Modernist 8 to 1. As people we watch on TV say, big balloons, Moose.
Yeah, big balloons is right. If that comes up, that would be, certainly. And you're throwing the 9-5 morning line favorite out.
Yeah, it's just the travel. To me, these are the kind of races, some of these early prep races, where if you're going to take a shot against somebody like British Idiom, I know that's not a prep race for the Derby, but if you're going to take a shot against some of these horses who might be preparing for bigger things later in this year, and might be using this race to go into a bigger stakes race, the next out, bigger prep race. This is the chance. I mean, at 9-5, you're comfortable taking this horse coming out of Los Al. I mean, I can't take that.
I get that. I get it. I have a hard time just based on the connections, the fact that Rosario is hopping aboard to completely throw Ana de Oro out, a new de Oro, the 8 horse. Let's just go with that for Blaine Wright. Blinkers going on, coming cross country. I'm not saying that his Breeders' Cup Juvenile was flirted by Storm the Court running up the track this past weekend. I shouldn't say up the track, but didn't finish all that well. But I do think you have to use the 9-5 favorite on the morning line. Mods, you touched upon my top pick. I'm going with the Mott trainee, stunningly enough. I'm gonna go with Modernist here. 3-year-old son of Uncle Mo for the Y Gods. Alvarado hops aboard. Third start off of the layoff. We know Mott likes to send 3-year-olds to the through Louisiana, that route to get them to Churchill Downs. And I don't know exactly what you have here. I do like the fact you got the uptick first start off the layoff at Aqueduct from a 59 to a 79, a little bit of regression in his second maiden special weight, but only had to do so much to one win as he won that race by daylight, 3.5-4 length victory, and was the odds on favorite in that race. I think there are expectations here for Modernist. So I'm going to go at 8-1 on the morning line. He's going to be my top pick in the second division of the Risen Star. I am going to use the 8, Anu Dior, at 9-5 on the morning line for Blaine Wright and for Joel Rosario for everything that I mentioned. And I am using Monzo's top pick, Mailman Money, the 11, 8-1 on the morning line for Brett Calhoun and Gabriel Saez as my third pick. So my top pick, though, I'm going with Mott at a nice little number. If I can get 8-1 on the morning line, a talented 3-year-old son of Uncle Mo, give me Modernist. The 1-8, and I am going 1-8-11 in the second division of the Risen Star.
I can't believe you don't own a stake of New York traffic, considering you sit in it almost every day.
All the time, dude. Every single day. Today wasn't that bad, though. On a Friday morning, it only took me about an hour and 15 minutes to get here. That's not bad.
I know. Usually when I get the phone call at 8:50, I'm like, oh, boy, where is he?
Well, yeah, it's either that or what do you want from Starbucks? One of the two, right?
So, yeah, like this horse, this, you know, New York traffic, you know, it when it comes to New York traffic always wins and we lose. So maybe this will be one of the cases where it's the opposite. But I what I liked about this race, and this might be my favorite race on the card, is because it really seems wide open. And I might be being a little lazy by taking Mailman Money at 8-1, where you look at a horse like, you know, Finnick the Fierce, who has run well in the past, that is in 10-1, or, you know, even some of these bigger price horses, Accession, who going back past the LeCompte ran really well. So to me, this is a wide open race, you know, but my top pick is going to remain Mailman Money at 8-1. But good race.
Yeah, good race. And as Monzo was saying, don't be surprised by anything that happens at the fairgrounds over the weekend. Your best bet is your top pick when? What's your best bet?
Cutting Humor in the Mineshaft, 8-1. That's going to be my best bet. But honestly, I have no reason to ever sound cocky when it comes to horse betting. Nor does anybody, but I like the horses I took and I put on top. I all really like.
Okay.
So I have no way in shape or form saying I feel confident, but these aren't races that I settled on and said I have to make a pick. So let me pick this horse. I really like a lot of the horses I took. I really like Mr. Monomoy. You know, the Rachel Alexandra, I'm going against British Idiom. I kind of felt that was important to do, based off the layoff. So I don't love Finite as much as the other ones, but I think Wound Tide's going to run really well. in the Grade 3 Fairgrounds, and I really like Cutting Humor in the Mineshaft.
Yeah, my top pick is going to be British Idiom. I know it's 8-5 on the morning line, but I think she's going to air on Saturday in the Rachel Alexandra. I think she's a really talented 3-year-old filly that impressed as a 2-year-old for Brad Cox, and I think she's going to get off her 3-year-old campaign in style on Saturday.
Naira Betts, NairaBetts.com. Go to the Naira Betts app. Put promo code Monzo20 in.
Let's make some money this weekend.
Let's do it. Hey, you were hitting winners left and right last week.
No, I had one winner.
You're having one winner every week.
One winner every week, but then I lose it on the other races. That's the problem I have.
I have the Rosario thinking he's overconfident with a horse at Tampa, basically hand-riding the victory.
I thought you got home in that race. I still am stunned that you did not win that race.
Well, again, it means we're close, right?
Yes.
We got to be close.
So sign up right now. Sign up, NairaBets.com, promo code.
Monzo20, Monzo20. If you've started that account, just activate it. You'll get that free $200 once you put in $200. So it's a free deposit, first deposit match up to $200.
There you go. Good luck, everybody. Great racing at the fairgrounds, and we'll chat with you next week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.